during bad weather, bringing the Lord with him on horseback. These traveling preachers became known as circuit riders. Each took on a circuit of isolated communities and would travel among them, preaching as he went. John Baum's circuit was probably the large triangle of land edged by the waters of Lake Ontario to the north and west, Oneida Lake to the south, and the Black River to the east. The Methodist preachers lived tough lives, on the move, driven forward by religious fervor. They traveled by horse. They were sometimes called saddlebag riders, with only a few belongings, the Bible and a book of hymns. They would stop and preach anywhere they could, in a meeting house, a cabin, a courthouse, or even out in the open, in a clearing in the woods. Fired up with the Spirit, John Baum brought Bible stories to life in front of small crowds, who would sing hymns to work themselves into a new intimacy with God. Circuit rider revival meetings were famous for sending sinners into holy spasms and faints. The Word of God was especially powerful when it hadn't been heard for a while. In a tub-thumping sermon in a shadow-dappled wood, a preacher would address the informal congregation, focusing on personal salvation and the cleansing of sins. These preachers earned very little and were given food and shelter by the people they served. But not everybody was happy to have God's Word brought back into their communities. Some felt they had escaped the fire and fury of the Lord, or thought such spirituality only stirred up more problems and questions. Best to leave well enough alone. Circuit riders were often attacked and beaten, robbed of what little they had, and turned away by people who had already turned away from God. Up until the late 1840s, few circuit riders lived beyond 30 years. John Baum's circuit edged the Adirondack Mountains. In this northern region, the winters were extremely harsh, burying the land in deep snow and treacherous ice for months. Methodist circuit riders would brave all weathers, as suggested by the stormy day proverb, "There's nothing out today but crows and Methodist preachers." It's hard not to imagine a crow's black feathers and a preacher's black coat flapping against the white landscape like animated shadows. The Reverend Baum had to have been a hardy man to survive his circuit, and his eldest son revered him. Benjamin Baum was 13 when his sister Catherine died, and he had witnessed his father's grief-stricken transformation. When, a decade after the Reverend's death, Benjamin bought the family plot in Oakwood Cemetery, he not only remembered his dead children, he put up a tall stone monument at the center of the site, on which he had chiseled in bold, deep cuts the name of his father, Reverend John Baum. The impressive stone monument reached up toward the oak trees that surrounded and overshadowed it. But posterity had exposed some troublesome questions. Research had not revealed any official evidence of the Reverend Baum's